Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. When he had heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. Because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. Are you still tired? I feel human again, finally. There's something, you know, our masses were packed, despite the rain. You know, all the priests were a little nervous, but people came out. It was so beautiful to see the faith of the people here at Christmas, and we continue that today. But I have to admit, by the time the last Mass ends, and I'm sure the musicians and Tina and everyone could empathize, we're tired. And I really want a silent night myself, to be honest. I'm tired, you know, Merry Christmas, right? It's great, but you know, it's a beautiful thing, but it's a good kind of tired. But as long as my mom and dad are alive, I know I better see them on Christmas Day, right? I don't want to get in trouble with my mom. And so after everybody left, and it was about 1:30, I was getting ready to go, and I actually got a surprise. My compadre was in town with my godson. He was visiting somebody in South Pasadena. My godson's now a sophomore in high school. So they came, and we had about an hour and 15-minute visit. And he lives in Torrance. My parents are the next town over, Harbor City. And when he got up, we followed each other on the 110. But I knew I was running a little late. And remember, my dad is Mexican, but my mom's German, so you better be on time. Right? So I called, my mom said, "You get here when you get here." So when I got to Harbor City and gave my mom a big hug, wished her Merry Christmas, she said, "Don't worry, dinner's a little bit delayed." I said, "No big deal." She says, "I forgot to turn the oven on time, right?" And we both started to laugh because I was exhausted. She was tired, I could tell. My dad was a little bit annoyed. My little sister was just there, right? Just me and her, who I love dearly. And she lives at a home, so she sees this every day. And when we sat down at our Christmas meal, it was just the four of us. I looked at them and I thought, how blessed I am to have people that I love. And I hope you have people that you deeply love in your life. In fact, I know you do you not? And that's what we're celebrating this weekend, as we celebrate the Holy Family. We're thanking God that we have people in our lives that we have been blessed with family. Some are blood that we call family. Some are friends that become family to us, co-workers, parishioners that you've walked with and journeyed with the past many years that you've been a parishioner. And you think of the history of this parish, the people that have come and gone, who have made Holy Family the special place that it is, the priests that have served here, the nuns, the lay people, on the list goes on and on. But as we celebrate Holy Family Sunday today, we pause to thank God for the gift of our parish, But we also challenge ourselves to make our families holier by the way we live our lives. Holiness requires us to look at the example of the Holy Family. So I want us to look at this beautiful manger right now. Do you know how blessed we are to be called Holy Family? Some of you are looking at me. I told you to look at the manger, okay? So I want you to look at this manger. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Holy Family, that example to us of how we should live our lives, of how we should strive for holiness every single day. So now you could look at me again, okay? So how do we make our families holy, just like that Holy Family over there? Mary and Joseph teach us, and Jesus, of course, teach us a beautiful lesson to be obedient to God. Now, Americans, we have an issue with obedience, right? Because we're such free spirits, independent. So obedience in Scripture is not a thing of oppression or holding people back. Obedience means I am going to listen to the Word of God, and I'm going to put God above all else in my life. And when we listen to God and follow what His teachings are and what He's asking us to do, that's what we're going to get things right. But when we are not obedient to God, that's when we mess things up. So obedience to the law of God before all else, obedience to God before politicians, obedience to God above celebrities, the list can go on and on. That's what discipleship is. And that's what Mary and Joseph said. Yes, I'm going to listen to you, God, and I'm going to follow your will in my life. Obedience is not a bad thing as a disciple of Christ. Because when we are obedient to the law of God, that's when we're actually free to live our holiest life. One of the best ways that we can make our families holier is to show gratitude. To show gratitude, to thank God for the gift of our families, but to thank our families for all that they've done for us. So if you've gone through this Christmas season and you have not thanked your loved ones for all that they've done for you, now's the time to do it. Showing gratitude with words, but also with action. Did you help clean up after Christmas dinner? The men are looking down right now, I don't know why. Did you, you know, it's so funny, on December 26th, like, I don't do well in clutter. So December 26th, I was in my office making everything neat. Wrapping paper was driving me crazy, right? To show gratitude by doing small things well, helping clean the house, picking up that phone and checking up on somebody. People are going through difficult times right now, grieving the loss of the loved one, going through financial difficulties. To think in your life who you could reach out to, that's an act of gratitude, my friends. This next one's hard, compassion and forgiveness. And yet our readings tell us that very clearly this morning. In order to make our families holier, we need to choose to forgive time and time again. And forgiving people in our own families that we deeply love, it's one of the hardest things that we're ever going to have to do in life. And it hurts because we do love them. So yes, people in our life are going to disappoint us, just like we're going to disappoint them. And to choose to forgive when people aren't at their best, and to show compassion and say, I love you despite your shortcomings. We're so quick to point out people's faults. But wouldn't it be great if our family was known for forgiveness and compassion? We make our families holier also by showing reverence to God. What does that mean? You're doing that right now. You're coming to Mass on Sundays. I love asking our students here at Holy Family School on Monday, did you go to church? No, Father. I love asking in front of their parents, too. I love it, right? What's the number one answer here why people aren't going? They're busy. They have sports, cheerleading. The list can go on and on. So here's the good news. There's Catholic churches outside of just South Pasadena. No matter where we are in the world, 1 hour a week showing reverence to God, but also praying together as a family. Pray the rosary, read scripture, just sit and, you know, do spontaneous prayer. So prayer and mass attendance will make your family holier. That's why you're here today. At Fight Thee, I challenge every single one of you to not be a good person, to not have a good family. I want you to be a holy disciple, to have a holy family. Holiness requires us to put Jesus Christ as the center of our life. Holiness alone is going to change the world for the better. Holiness alone is going to keep us on that road to heaven. Any of us could be good, but it's much harder to be holy. Because when we're holy, that's when we're truly surrendering ourselves to Jesus Christ. So I hope and pray that we will realize and be reminded today how blessed we are to be called Holy Family Church. Doesn't get much higher than that, my friends. Holy Family. So now the real work for us is to go home after Mass and to ask, how can I make my family holier by the way I live my life? So my dear friends, I want us to think of one thing right now that you want to do differently in your life so that you could become holier and at the same time make your family holier as you're becoming a better man or woman of God. So what area in your life are you going to strive to become holier at beginning now?